Picture this. You're shopping and maybe decide to take a peek into the section you don't normally tease yourself with entering. The section of illustrious, exclusively lavish, but also extremely expensive couture. You think to yourself, okay, I'll just look around. Maybe there's something on sale. Upon browsing, you spot a luxurious Yves Saint Laurent vest. Curiosity takes over and you check the price tag to find it's a whopping $15,500. 15 grand could pay for 5 semesters of rent in my college house, yet for some, it'll be a new vest merely hanging in their closet. So what is it with the facade of designer clothing? Is the extravagant label really worth it, and is the quality that much better? Or is it all just the desirability of the highly esteemed look? Closet full of brand new clothes and handbags, Alexander McQueen, Prada, Gucci, Chanel, D&G, BCBG, Versace, Louis, and BB. You ain't needy, greedy, you're easy as these other breezes. I'll be the first to own up to pining over an obnoxious crossbody Coach purse in middle school, with the Coach letter C embellished all over the bag. I didn't desire for the purse for its fine quality or its durable canvas exterior. I wanted it because it had the gaudy Coach logo all over it. But does this material obsession prove to have any benefit, or is it more of a status symbol? In March of 2011, The Economist published a study done by Rob Nellison and Mersion Myers of Tilburg University, which found that expensive logos provided a psychological association with the wearer in order to seem more approachable and more likely to land a job. Essentially, the study found that people associate designer name with superior quality. All the models to the floor right now. All the models to the floor right now. What? All the models to the floor right now. All the models to the floor right now. I'm in my Christian Dior with a Veronica Webb. No Amy, Lino Chanel, Cecily Lopez. Alina Sosa, Salida E. Banksy. Who up on my beat? So why do so many humans bend over backwards and hand over their paychecks to the likes of Marc Jacobs and Maison Martin Margiela? It's not always the polished threads and their quality that cause for the hefty price tag. A lot of the time, you pay for the research and development that goes into the product, according to Lanvin designer Albert Elvaz. Furthermore, a big chunk of change goes straight to gross margins for shareholders and to glimmery marketing campaigns, according to the Business of Fashion. However, in several instances, designers raise the price simply because they can. They rely on the theory that many wealthy consumers will see a higher priced item and then equate it with being even more exclusive, thus making designer clothing more alluring and more attractive to such customers. And this trend hasn't stopped. Prices of basic items in the collections of lavish designers keep escalating, and the amount of replicates made goes down, further pushing for exclusivity sought after by high net worth individuals. According to Lauren Sherman of the Business of Fashion, some designers like Burberry reported in March of 2013 that they have purposely raised prices in order to appeal to the upper end of its customer base and reel in more wealthy shoppers for their brand. The fashion industry is a multi-billion dollar business, and there's certainly a reason as to why. While research and advertising play into the pricey costs of Prada's newest collection of dresses and the newest line of Louboutin shoes, remember that it's not always exponentially better quality that you receive with these luxe designer brands, but rather a status of exclusivity and superiority that some high net worth individuals seek in their wardrobes. Seems pretty insane, right? Just remember, next time you spot a YSL vest worth more than a year of tuition at school, dress for yourself, not them.